Hello and welcome to Visualize This. If you like these visualizations and want to help me make more, you can become a patron of the show at patreon.com/visualize_this. Visualize with an S. If you can't become a patron, please subscribe for more and tell your friends. For now, sit back, relax, take a deep breath, and visualize this. You're sitting in a small rowboat. The rowboat is in the middle of an endless lake that stretches from horizon to horizon. It's nighttime, and the sky is perfect black, except for the moon, which is hovering just above the horizon. The moon, magnified by the lens of the atmosphere, looks like a large gold coin, shining brightly in the night. The water of the lake is as dark as the sky, and as still as a mirror. It reflects the moon perfectly. When you look from your little rowboat, you see two moons nearly touching each other at the horizon line, like a glowing number 8 bisected by that perfectly straight golden horizon. You're looking out over the black water at the two moons, one real, one reflected, and it's impossible to tell which is which. Both are perfectly clear and sharp. You can see the craters and dark splash marks all over their surfaces, scarring from countless meteor showers. You start to wonder if you're the reflection. How would you know the difference? You lean over the edge of the boat to look at your own mirror image, and as you do, the boat rocks in the water, sending a ripple from its hull in a shimmering golden ring, which expands out towards the horizon line, eventually disappearing from sight. You see your reflection in the water, distorted by the ripples. Perhaps that means you're the real one. Perhaps not. You sit back in the boat. The moons begin to set, the edges of their perfect circles meeting at the horizon line, slicing them off as they disappear. For a single moment, they are a perfect circle again before they turn into two shrinking hemispheres, disappearing at the horizon line as if they were being pushed into and through a mirror. The last sliver of light disappears, and you and your boat are left in perfect darkness. All is quiet. The boat you're sitting in begins to turn, and you feel the slightest twisting acceleration, as you would if you were sitting in the middle of a children's roundabout, and someone gave it a push with one finger. The boat comes to rest with you pointing in the opposite direction. You are no longer looking towards the golden moons, but towards the rising stars. They rise out of the invisible horizon line, in the real sky and in the reflection, wheeling overhead and below you in the water, like two great domes. They spread across the sky until you are floating in the center of a giant black sphere, the stars painted upon its inner surface. As your eyes adjust, you begin to see more and more of them. At first, they're like specks of light floating out of the surface of a dark mirror. Then, like a graffiti can of white paint sprayed from a distance onto a black ceiling. Then they become a field of stars, shimmering with thicker constellations, creating dark spaces and lighter spaces, contours and gaps in the sky. As more and more of the tiny pixels of light appear, they become a great flowing river of light, the Milky Way. As you sit in silence for a few seconds, bring to mind a memory you have of staring up into the night sky. Maybe you were a child, maybe an adult, maybe you were camping somewhere, or maybe you were at home. Maybe you were alone, or maybe you had company. Find a strong memory of watching the stars, and try to put yourself back into that moment. Now just try to feel whatever you were lying on as you looked up. Were you lying on sand, or bricks, or grass, or a boat? Feel that surface, that bed underneath you, as you gaze up at the glowing river of stars. Now visualize this. The Milky Way and the other millions of stars that you can see right now are not two-dimensional. They aren't a river or a painting or holes poked in the universe with a pin. You're looking up from a planet that is part of a solar system that is moving through empty space in one of the spiral arms of a galaxy of solar systems. When you look at the center of the Milky Way, you're staring into the heart of that galaxy, through uncountable stars, planets, and clouds of gas, through unfathomable stretches of nothingness, into the spinning furnace of the core of the galaxy, the cradle of stars. It's dark, but you feel safe, surrounded by a sphere of stars. All is quiet, all is calm. Sit or lie under the stars for as long as you like, and have fun, imagining all the ways a sky full of stars could change. You could change their colors. You could make them sparkle, ripple, or flash. Fire a shooting star across the sky, or imagine a meteor shower. It's up to you. I'll leave you now with 30 seconds of silence to play in. Thank you for listening. Picture a friend in your mind who might enjoy a visualization like this. Maybe it's a science geek, or a creative person, or just someone who'd like to stretch their imagination right now. When you open your eyes, you can share this episode with them. Who knows, they might love it. Cheers.
Ping.